This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 686. Improve your IELTS vocabulary by leaps and bounds.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get three key idioms straight from our amazing Three Keys students that you can use on your next speaking and writing exams. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey there, not a whole lot, Jessica. I'm finishing up my work day here pretty soon and, nice. You know, getting ready for a trip to Asia. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be good.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be great. So like, how do you prepare when you go to like a completely new country like that? Do you like to get books from the library or what do you do?
Yeah. Well, I have a book right now on my bedside table because we're going to Cambodia and there's like a major history there, obviously, and I want to be informed and I really want to understand what went on in Cambodia, right? In the 80s and the 70s.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm working through a book and it's great. It's a story, but honestly, I think I'm going to get most of that reading done on the flight over because I've just been so busy. It's totally. When you're on a flight and you don't have a phone with you, you can just focus on a good book. So yeah, I'll catch up on the way there.
I love that. So I love traveling so much and just not having it be possible to even work and be like, oh my gosh. I'm just going to read for hours.
Yeah,
oh,
it's going to be great. So yeah, it'll be a good trip. You know, it's going to be the middle of the summer there. So it'll be so different from here and something just totally different. Will be good, I think, for sure.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I lived there, but a long time ago, so I'll be really curious to like compare notes with you when you come back about what it's like now.
We'll talk about it on the show for
sure. Okay, so guys, before we get to today's vocabulary, we have some amazing vocabulary for you guys, some great idioms for speaking and writing. But before we get to that, I want to remind you guys to grab your spot for the web classes. The web classes are March 5th and 6th. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/advice. And we're going to be focusing on things that people do not do correctly in writing task two and how you can do it right.
It's going to be good. It's all about do's and don'ts. I love it.
Yep. It's going to be so good. So allearsenglish.com/advice.
Okay. Yes.
Where did we get today's vocabulary from?
Oh my gosh. So today's vocabulary came straight from the Facebook group.
We are going to shout out some of our awesome Three Keys students today and share their vocabulary questions. And this is great vocab, guys. You should definitely take notes today on these phrases because, yes, you can use all of them on your exam. But also, I want you just like as a side effect to be inspired about the level of thought and effort that other students just like you are putting into their IELTS preparation.
It's amazing. It's amazing that our students are coming in here into the Facebook group thinking of these unique, you know, idioms, expressions, vocabulary, words, and asking us if they can be used on the test. They're going one step further. It's so good.
Exactly. And then, like, what I love about it is, so one student asks about this phrase, right? And it's a really high-scoring phrase, and it's going to be great. And then, so I give the go-ahead, and I say, yeah, that's perfect for speaking part three or whatever. Yeah. And then every other student in the group learns that as well, right?
That's so amazing. It's so good. It's so much better than just sitting by yourself at your desk going through a book, right? Going through a tutorial book from the library or from a bookstore where you're totally isolated and you don't get the benefit of these other students' questions.
Exactly. So guys, I hope you also have someone, a native speaker, an IELTS professional that you can ask about vocabulary because it's not always obvious, right? If idioms are formal, informal, appropriate, or even high scoring, because some idioms are so cliche these days that they're like a six, right?
Yes.
So definitely need someone to ask. Okay, so the first shout out goes to our Three Keys student, Kayala. Thanks for posting this. She said, can I use by leaps and bounds in writing task one in order to express increases?
Wow, I love that idiom. That is so visual. It's so specific.
So fantastic. I mean, that's a really great question, though, because it does sound like it sounds kind of informal because it sounds so fun, I feel like, but it is perfectly appropriate for writing task one. Like, the thing with getting a high vocab score in both tasks, writing task one and task two, is you have to use vocabulary that is idiomatic to some extent and interesting. Like, that's the key word here. Interesting. You're not actually graded on if every word is perfectly academic and formal. No, being interesting is more important. So we don't want to be too informal and use slang, like, of course, right. But idioms like this, yeah, for sure. Use it all over writing, all over the speaking exam. It's great. So what does that mean by leaps and bounds?
Oh, so I love this. It means by a huge amount.
Yeah.
By a humongous amount. So good. So good. And so different from what other students are going to use. I mean, I'm sure that this student would be the only one using that idiom, that expression.
Yes. Well, and the other Three Keys students, right? Because they learned that phrase now. No, for sure, though, guys. Like, this isn't a student phrase at all. It's a very high scoring phrase. And I love it because it just means a lot. Like, that's, right? Like, if we just keep it simple, just learn phrases with simple meanings that you could use everywhere. Mm-hmm. I like to use it with improve. I feel like we do that a lot. Like, the homeless situation has improved by leaps and bounds, or my English ability has improved by leaps and bounds.
Oh, totally. Just to remember that it just means a significant amount, a lot. Then we can we can put it into any part of the test. So good.
Totally.
So good.
Hello, awesome students. If you want to prepare for the best writing task to score, don't forget our free web class coming up soon on March 5th and 6th. Sign up and come live. It's amazing, you guys. Sign up, go to allearsenglish.com/advice. Lindsay, what's another great student suggestion?
Wow. So one student, we said it was Zarina. She said, idle away the hours. Wow. That is another one that is so unique.
Yeah, it's so good. So when she was asking about that, she wasn't sure about like the grammar, like where to put the word away, like idle the hours away or idle away the hours. So that is a really good question, like a very, you know, thought-provoking, shows that she is thinking about this. But this is a great phrase. So idle away the hours, I think, is how we say it most commonly. So great for speaking part one and part two. And she says that she likes to idle away the hours reading sci-fi books. So a student after my own heart.
That's great. That's so good. It's very specific. It paints a picture. Again, all of these idioms, these expressions, paint a very clear picture.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
They're very expressive.
How do you idle away the hours? If you have hours to idle away, which usually don't.
These days I don't. But yeah.
What do you do?
If I do, I like to go for long walks.
Yeah.
You know, I really like to just like walk around whatever city I'm living in, especially when I lived in New York. That was a great place to idle away the hours, just walking uptown, downtown, crosstown. but even in Boston, like I'll walk over the bridge into Boston from Cambridge, walk through the, you know, through Beacon Hill, through the North End, through the parks, and idle away the hours. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's, you know, anytime you're in a city, especially like traveling to a new city or place, that's what you should be doing. You should just spend hours walking around and getting lost.
I think so.
That's the best travel advice I have, I think. Okay, awesome. So there's one more here. Let me read this one. And this is actually from a Wizard Winner student that you guys met earlier in the week, Siva. I'm not going to try and say the whole name because it's very... Okay, I'm going to try. I hope I don't offend anyone. Siva Subramanian Balakandran. That felt smooth.
I don't know if that was right or not, but it sounded good.
Okay. So let's see. Can I use the idiom knee-jerk reaction in writing task two? Oh, I love that idiom. What do you think about that?
Wow. Knee-jerk reaction. Well, I like it. I think it's unique. It's not, you know, it's if we're going back to being expressive and being unique, I think it is that. It is definitely very expressive. Yeah.
For sure. I think this is, no, it's perfectly great for writing tasks too. So I think this is a nice phrase to put in your vocab notebooks, you guys, because it'll remind you to have and express and describe strong opinions in writing task two. Because again, like that's something that students miss out on is not including their own opinion or not including their opinion enough in writing task two. And if you want more information about that, sign up for the web class at allearsenglish.com/advice. I almost gave our blog. Anyway, but that for sure, guys, that idiom is great. So let's see, how would I use this in a sentence? The headlines lately have invited a knee-jerk reaction or caused a knee-jerk reaction among the populace.
Mm-hmm. I think I often use it with cause, right? What he said caused a knee-jerk reaction. That's really good.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's just remember it with that verb. That's good. Let's not take any risks. So what is a knee-jerk reaction?
Oh my God, it's exactly what it sounds like, right? When you go to the doctor, he bangs on your knee and your knee comes up. It's an automatic, involuntary reaction. It just, we react to something in a way we can't control necessarily because it's so strong, our reaction.
Yeah, it's almost like it's just ingrained in you. It's so deep, this response, right? That you can't help it. I think that's like the extra connotation of it is like, the person, like this reaction happens so quickly, there's no thought that preempts it. It just happens right away without the person consciously meaning it to, right? Yeah. So let's see, what knee-jerk reactions do I have? I am really bad. I do not have a poker face. I cannot hide my knee-jerk reactions at all. So that can be bad in public sometimes. Like if I see... if I see something I don't like for any reason, my knee-jerk reaction, if it is disgust, it is immediately exhibited on my face. And I think that can be bad sometimes.
So no filter, in other words.
No filter. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, that's good and bad. I think that's a mixed blessing for sure.
Totally. Yeah. No, pluses and minuses for sure.
Yeah.
A mixed bag. Oh, we did an episode that a month ago.
We did. And you guys can go back and search for that. I bet if you guys typed in mixed blessing or mixed bag, you would be able to find that episode. If you go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes, you would be able to grab that one.
Definitely. Awesome. And guys, remember, sign up for the web class. Come live, ask us questions, feel the energy live with me and Lindsay. Go to allearsenglish.com/advice and grab your spot. It's coming up super soon.
Yep. Don't miss it, guys, because there won't be a replay. So go and come live. Can't wait to see you guys there. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. All right, Lindsay. Well, have fun in Cambodia.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have lots of stories when I get back to the show. It's going to be good.
I can't wait.
I know.
All right, Lindsay. I'll talk to you then.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.